I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let me tell you about our special guest, Dr. Bruce Goldberg, of course, a regular here on Coast to Coast, holding advanced degrees in dentistry and counseling psychology, conducts an international hypnotherapy practice specializing in reincarnation, time travel, soul healing, and here he is, Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Always a pleasure, Bruce.
Same here, George. Thank you very much, a.k.a. Dexter Monterey.
Hi, yes.
Kind introduction and the privilege to reincarnate on Coast for about the 100th time already. Tonight, we're going to be discussing, as you mentioned before the commercial break, energy healing, and the emphasis is going to be on the fifth dimension. So just remember the term that we use here. When you actually enter into the fifth dimension, you are an ultra-terrestrial. I'm also going to include examples of how you can use going into parallel universes to facilitate healing, as we talk about this, and the ability to prepare ourselves for ascension, as well as all the other techniques that can help us grow spiritually. But first, I want to thank you very much, as usual, for your kind review of my Exploring the Fifth Dimension book for your listeners.
You deserve it.
This is what George wrote. Dr. Goldberg guides you into a world beyond your wildest expectations. Highly recommended. And with popular demand from your listeners over the last couple of weeks, I will reincarnate my offer again if your listeners buy my book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, directly from my site. I will include a free fifth dimensional travel CD, which will take them into the fifth dimension and allow them to do all the various things we're discussing tonight, including the idea of fifth dimensional healing. So this will help them to do their own thing. But again, that offer is only good for my site. If you order the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whatever, they won't do that. It's just through my site.
There probably has never been a better time, Bruce, for people to reach within themselves to be able to do things like this.
Well, you know, you know the kind of world we live in. My reputation here is Dr. Positive. You know, I'm a very positive dude, but I'm also a realistic idealist, and I realize the world, the universe that we live in, at least the world that we live in on the Earth plane here, always has a lot of negativity. You know, you always have politics and wars and all kinds of creepy things that people do and things that you're exposed to. So today, more so than other times, I feel, I think there's a geometric progression for that kind of negativity. The good news is that in the universe, with universal laws, one-on-one, good always beats evil. So if you and your listeners utilize these principles of accessing your higher self, that's how you can defeat the system, grow spiritually, and it doesn't matter what other people do. So let me define the term. There's a technique I developed way back decades ago called the superconscious mind tap. That is the ability to connect the subconscious mind, or soul, or spirit, which is an alpha brainwave neurologically, to the perfect part of our soul that we call the higher self. So let's define the terms. Soul healing is an energy healing and a total way of life, what I call psychic empowerment. Taking charge of your life, empowerment, by using your soul's energy and the higher self, that's the psychic part. It's more than just overcoming illness. It requires four conditions. Number one, you must desire soul healing. You must be internally motivated, not being pressured by other people, for example. Number two, you must be disciplined to do this soul healing on a daily basis. It's not a one-shot deal. Thirdly, you must have faith in the process. You've got to believe. It doesn't matter how impossible it may seem. You'll see when we discuss cures of cancer and AIDS, as we will shortly. Fourth, you must access your higher self with a superconscious mind. So the causes of our problems, like anxiety, depression, as well as all of our illnesses, originate from the soul's energy level, or what we call the frequency vibrational rate. It is during the dream level, or the REM cycle, which is an alpha brainwave, mm-hmm. and a natural example of hypnosis, that we can contact our higher self, also known as the superconscious mind, which is, again, located in the fifth dimension. So everything we're doing here is fifth dimensionally based. And then we can heal our soul, which in turn heals our physical body. So my approach is not the body first, it's the energy of the soul first. The soul controls the emotions, which is part of the physical body, and then the physical body itself. So I train all my patients during hypnosis to contact the superconscious mind or higher self through a technique that I developed called the superconscious mind tap, or cleansing as I describe it. And again, people who do this are becoming an ultra-terrestrial because they're actually traveling through the fifth dimension. So let me give you an example of a couple of cases. Many years ago in the East Coast, I worked with a man named, his name is George. That's the name I call him in my healing book. Okay, it wasn't you, though. He had lung cancer. He smoked three packs a day, more than three packs, actually.
Definitely not me.
And he went to his oncologist, and he was working in General Motors as an assembler. His oncologist said that he had about 6 months to live. So George called me, and he came to a session, of course, and what happened was he brought his chest x-rays with him, showing me what his lungs looked like, and I saw the tumor, which was a radio opacity, a white tumor, which was the size of a fist. Okay, so I worked with George first, of course, to use the superconscious mind tap to stop him from smoking first. That was the first step, naturally. And we did superconscious mind taps. And over the past, couple of months or so, I completed my approach with him. He says, what do I do now? And I said, just keep using the techniques. I gave him tapes to use, of course, to reinforce my training with him. 6 months later, he calls me up and says, Doc, this is George. I got to stop by your office and chat with you. And I said, okay, George, come on by. He brings this chest x-ray showing the tumor the size of a pea.
Wow.
It resolved, okay? I did not interfere with his oncology. I didn't take him off any drugs or any kind of chemotherapy.
No.
Everything was just basically hypnosis. George actually lived for another 20 years. He was in his 60s when I saw him, okay? And this was about 40 years ago.
That's amazing.
All right. So here's another case now. This is one of AIDS. I call her Mary. These cases, by the way, are described in my soul healing book in detail for your listeners if they want to read up on this. Mary was a teacher. She was diagnosed with AIDS. She came to my Los Angeles office about 25 years ago. She had a CD4 count of about under 50, which is terrible, of course, and she wasn't given much time to live. So in her case, I did the superconscious mind tap, but in her case, I did something different. I did my new you technique where I took her into different parallel universes to see what her ideal frequency was. She went into the ideal frequency, and she described being on an experimental drug called nevirapine, which would fail and not work, but as a result of using the techniques we did, she would be freed of the AIDS. So I said, okay, so I programmed it to the ideal frequency. The next thing I knew, about 2-3 months later, she calls me up and says, guess what, everything is fine. My CD4 count is over 150. I'm still retired from teaching, but now she's an author. She's written novels. She gives a public speaking. She gives talks, and she's well alive, and this is over 25 years later.
Are you surprised, Bruce, when you get those calls, or do you expect this now?
No, actually, I do expect it, but let me make a very important point, because I know, with all due, I love your listeners, you know that, and I love people in general, but there's something that's a misdiagnosis here that people make about me, so I want to clear it up right now. I know I say this, but sometimes it's ignored. I am responsible for 1% of a patient's healing. 99%, and please, this is on tape, folks, this is on files forever, 99% is due by the patient's higher self or superconscious mind. That does the healing. The problem is, if you don't connect with your higher self, then you're not going to do anything. You're just going to continue going on with your life, and the disease process will run its course, or it may kill people, as in cancer and AIDS and lupus and other forms of very debilitating diseases that have a high mortality rate. So if you connect with your higher self, remember, the origin of the higher self is the God energy complex. This is perfect energy. It can create anything. It can heal. It can change the DNA, which is medically impossible. That's the way I was trained from my academic background, but that's wrong. You can change the DNA. You can do that by energy. And energy can do anything. You can create anything. You can raise the frequency vibrator, the vibrational rate of the higher of the soul to equal it to the level needed to overcome the issue itself. So let me give you another example of soul healing that has nothing to do with me, but it's something that is academic and is something that even has theological orientations. There is a place in Lourdes, France, that was set up by the Catholic Church way back a long time
ago. That's right. It's where Bernadette was, right?
Right. This is a woman, a little teenage French peasant girl by the name of Bernadette Soubirous, in 1858, claimed to have seen the Virgin Mary. There's a spring there. It's a very cold water, extremely cold water. And she had this apparition of the Virgin Mary. She reported that to the Vatican, of course, and the Catholic Church came up there, authenticated the experience as much as they could, and they declared this to be one of their sanctuaries, so to speak. Over the last 150 years, the Catholic Church has documented over 60 miracles. And you know they're not real liberal about claiming something to be a miracle. So here's an example. Let me give you one of their miracles. A man named Vittorio Micheli was inducted into the Italian army in 1961. He complained of pains in his left hip. A comprehensive series of medical tests revealed that Micheli had sarcoma, cancer of the left pelvis. The condition worsened, and by August of that year, x-rays showed almost a complete destruction of his left pelvis. Micheli was placed on a hip-to-toe cast and treated with chemotherapy. After 2 months of this treatment, with no improvement, the chemotherapy was discontinued. All right, now in May of 1963, Micheli went to Lourdes. By now he had severe and continuous pain, loss of appetite, could no longer stand even. Immediately after plunging himself into Lourdes, the water there, the very cold water, his appetite improved and he no longer experienced pain. Micheli started walking within a month. X-rays showed a regression of the sarcoma, the tumor, which was malignant, of course, at the time, but now no longer, which completely disappeared by 1974. He began working in a factory where he was required to stand for 8 to 10 hours a day. Bureau records show that Micheli's left hip and leg are the same as normal. Now, you have to understand something. I'm a scientist, okay? I'm a doctor. I've got 3 degrees. One of my dear sweet patients used to say I have more degrees than a thermometer, and I appreciate that. Okay, well, but you know, my scientific colleagues do not like when I talk about things like the soul energy, about things like the God
right.
energy.
Oh, they don't understand it, do they?
Well, they're mostly atheists or agnostic. Most of them are atheists, and they're welcome to their opinion. They're wrong, of course, but they won't find out until they cross into spirit. Okay, so let's go back to the early 1900s. The Rockefeller Institute in New York was sequestered or hired by Life magazine. They wanted to go to Lourdes, and this is 1902, for the purpose of exposing the Lourdes. In other words, they were trying to say this is a scam and we're going to have doctors, real doctors with MDs from the Rockefeller Institute in good old Big Apple, New York City, and we're going to show that this is all a scam. This man named Alex Carrel, who later got the Nobel Prize in medicine, by the way, so he's a Nobel laureate, he went to Lourdes, and what happens? He worked on this woman, or saw this woman by the name of Marie Bailey with tuberculosis. He witnessed the spontaneous cure of Miss Bailey at Lourdes. Of course, they documented this in Life magazine, and he became a protagonist, not an antagonist. Okay? So here's an example of the medical community. Okay, now, of course, most physicians don't really care about this. They don't want to hear about this. But we have now an academic documentation of a Nobel Prize laureate. This guy isn't mashed potatoes, as we would say. So that's an example of an energy. And the healing, of course, is done by energy. Now, when we're dealing with energy, I must also always bring into my famous technique called etheric plane surgery. Now, this involves out-of-body experiences. Remember, when you're using fifth-dimensional mentalities, which we will hear, everything is out of the body. Okay, the earth
everything
plane, where we're on now, but we're talking about going into the fifth dimension, which is the out-of-body aspect, the astral plane, causal, mental, etheric, soul plane. These are all different dimensions. And by the way, parallel universes are included in the fifth-dimensional mentality. So when the Mary with the AIDS case was treated by going into the future, that was a fifth-dimensional approach. So she became an ultra-terrestrial.
Did she know she was doing this, or did she stumble into it?
No, actually, she saw my the TV movie, The Search for Grace. She was a very big fan of mine, so she knew all about this. She read my Past Lives, Future Lives, my first book. So she knew all about me. Okay, she had done her homework. Okay, so this is what happens when you go out of the body. Let's say you go into the astral plane. The soul will then occupy a spiritual body. If it's the astral plane, it will occupy the astral body. However, I use a technique called, you know, out-of-body training, fifth-dimensional travel, just like the fifth-dimensional CD I talked about with the Exploring book for your listeners. So if I train people to go to the etheric plane, now this is a very large dimension, extremely, the largest of all the dimensions that I know. And on this dimension, there are entities known as the etheric plane surgeons. And what they do is by using a lot of weird techniques of color and sound and all kinds of unusual things, they heal the etheric body. Because the soul is now to go to the etheric plane, you must occupy the etheric body. Now, why is that important? Because the etheric body is the only spiritual body that is mirror image identical to the physical body. The astral body, for example, is taller, thinner, and younger looking, okay, than the physical body, okay? So people like that. They say it looks cool, especially my female patients, with all due respect, okay? They love it, okay?
That's right.
All right. But the etheric body is identical. In fact, if you ever lost your etheric body, you would instantly die on the earth plane. That never happens, but it's that critical. But when you cure these etheric plane surgeons, by the way, that look like giant tadpoles, they're really odd-looking. I've seen them, okay? When they do cure the etheric body, now there are techniques that I devised called the etheric plane surgery, where you can transfer the healing from the etheric body to the physical body on the earth plane when the soul returns from its fifth dimensional sojourn back to the earth plane. And that's how Mary and George and others and thousands of others that I work with have actually incorporated the healing. So the etheric plane surgery is a brilliant technique. If you've got an incurable disease and your doctor says 6 months to live, go on a round-the-world cruise, you've got nothing to lose. It's not a given. It's a very difficult technique. It's not 100%. It's not even close to that. But when it works, it's brilliant.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.